Our internet address is parstoday.ir/en.
On Sundays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. In the name of Allah, from whom I hope for nothing but bounty, and from whom I fear nothing but justice. I rely only upon His word, and I cling only to His cord. In Thee I seek sanctuary, O possessor of pardon and good pleasure, from wrong and enmity, and from the changes of time, and the recurrence of sorrows, and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From Thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From Thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in Thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans. And I seek protection in Thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For Thou art Allah, the best guardian, and Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before Thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it, of associating others with Thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to Thee, addressing myself to Thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to You for the hope of Your rewards. So, bless Muhammad, the best of Thy creation, the summoner to Thy truth. Exalt me with Thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with Thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but Thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely, Thou art the All-Forgiving, the All-Compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salamun alaikum. So welcome on this special day. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. on a special occasion. Today is Mab'ath. So Mab'ath Mubarak. Mab'ath is a day of Bi'tha, which means selection of Prophet Muhammad by Allah for guidance of people. Congratulations on this big Eid.
جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء أنت في الوجدان حي أنت للعينين ضي أنت عند الحاضري أنت هاد وصفي يا حبيبي يا محمد يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك.
Today is Saturday, the 27th of Rajab, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of Bahman, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 8th of February, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Again, we offer our congratulations to all Muslim brothers and sisters all around the world. Prophet Muhammad was chosen as messenger of Allah at the age of 40 in the Hira cave in Mount Nur, close to Mecca. The first verses of the Quran, Surah 96, were revealed to him on that day. The Bi'tha, according to Shia point of view, was the beginning of Islam. Before the mission of Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, began, most people of that region were idol worshippers, while divine religions had some followers in different places of that region. However, after the beginning of the mission of the Prophet, Islam expanded and idol worshipping was wiped away from Hijaz. The Bi'tha has a very remarkable position among Muslims. It actually is the beginning point of Islam, the religion that in its early years had few followers and difficult circumstances and later expanded to the whole world and attracted numerous hearts. The beginning of all of that crucial change was the Bi'tha. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, dear Shia, dear Sunnis, congratulations on this great Eid, Bi'tha, the day of selection of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, by Allah for guidance of people.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, dear brothers and sisters. In this show, we are going to talk about the morals and behavior of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As the Holy Quran says, certainly you have in the Apostle of God an excellent exemplar. For he who hopes in God and the latter day and remembers God much. This is chapter 33, verse 21. May God's greetings be upon him who was the selected superior and the best of pious human beings, and the greetings of the angels upon the faithful. To end this show, I'd like to narrate an invaluable tradition of the Holy Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his honored family. In the Holy Quran, there is a verse closely related with the tradition of the cloak. And stay in your houses, and do not display your finery like the displaying of the ignorance of gore. And keep up prayer, and pay the poor due that is zakat, and obey God and His Apostle. God only desires to keep away the uncleanliness from you, O people of the house. and to purify you, a thorough purifying. This is chapter 33, verse 33. This verse is famous as the Ayatul Tathir, and it is closely related with the tradition of the cloak. This is the tradition that I'm going to refer to. One day, the Holy Prophet ﷺ came to the house of his daughter Fatima and told her that he was very tired and asked her to cover him with his cloak as she was covering the Apostle of God. His face lit up and shone like the full moon. After a while, Imam Hassan alayhi salam came to the house and said that he could smell the fragrance of his grandfather. Fatima salam alayha said that he was resting under the cloak. Hassan greeted the Holy Prophet. Imam Hassan alayhi salam greeted the Holy Prophet and asked his permission to come under the cloak. The permission was granted. Similarly, Hussein, Ali, and Fatima, after greeting him and receiving permission from the Apostle of God, went under the cloak. Fatima salamullah alayha said that when they say the Ahlul Bayt gathered under the cloak, Almighty God said, "Let it be known to you, may angels and those who are in the heavens, that I swear by my honor and might that I have not created the heavens and the earth and what are in them, but only out of love for the five honorable ones who are under the cloak." Jibreel asked God who was under the cloak. God informed him that they were the people of the house of the apostle.
Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard. Each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word. They can never portray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say. And it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love for you.
In this part of today's special from IRIB English Radio, we look at the morals and behavior of Allah's last messenger, Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Prophet Muhammad is the last prophet and messenger of Almighty Allah, who was born in 570 AD in the city of Mecca. Muslims are advised to follow the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad in all aspects of life. In order to follow the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, we need to know the personality characteristics of him. The Prophet Muhammad taught to love, kindness, and compassion to his people and was seen to be the most loving, kind, and compassionate of all of them. Holy Prophet Muhammad is regarded as the noblest prophet of all due to his great character. There never was anyone like Prophet Muhammad whose life has been recorded in such accurate detail, and also there never was anyone in history like the Holy Prophet Muhammad whose exemplary needs are so closely followed in their daily lives by so many people from different countries and regions of this world to present day. Happy Eid! Today is Mab'ath. Mab'ath Mubarak!
Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed. For this is the day of Eid.
La ilaha illallah Muhammad.
On the patience exhibited by the Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, is the face of difficulty. Throughout the period of his mission, the Prophet Muhammad experienced all manner of difficulty. Deniers and polytheists from among his own people insulted him most terribly, even calling him a magician or a madman. Others wanted to kill him and even a scheme to do so. Despite all that, the Prophet tried to teach people of all backgrounds and cultures about the Quran, and therefore about proper morality and good behavior. As is revealed in the verses of the Quran, some people had not the slightest idea of the basics of good manners, for which reason it never entered their minds that they might appall someone who possessed superior morality. Prophet Muhammad displayed the greatest patience in his circumstances, turning to Allah and asking for his help in all situations and encouraging believers to patience and submission. In the Quran, Allah advises the Prophet to be patient despite the words of unbelievers. Listen to this verse. This verse is verse 39 from chapter Al-Qaf. So be patient in the face of what they say, and glorify your Lord with praise before the rising of the sun and before it sets. Again, that was in chapter Al-Qaf, verse 39.
Mustafa, Mustafa, Mustafa.
The Prophet was known to be trustworthy, to the extent that even his enemies, they would trust him with their material belongings. Even his enemies. When people would ask who to keep their belongings and their possessions and their trust with, they would be pointed in the direction of the Prophet, peace be upon him. This was long before he began his prophetic mission, before he began his the revelations began, and he began his preaching and teaching. He was known as being trustworthy. And in fact, we find that this characteristic, trustworthiness, goes hand in hand with that of truth. Truth and trustworthiness go together, just as dishonesty, falsehood, and deceit, falsehood and betrayal and distrust go together. When we come to the Quran, we find that the Quran emphasizes the importance of maintaining our trusts, that we develop trustworthiness and integrity in our lives. In Surah Al-Mu'minun, God gives several characteristics of the successful believers. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The believers are successful, and then God gives several characteristics of those who are successful believers. God says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. Those who, when it comes to their trusts, when it comes to their promises and their vows, they fulfill them. They do not betray their trusts. They do not break their promises. Rather, they ensure that they fulfill their trusts and their promises. They safeguard both material and moral trusts. The Prophet, peace be upon him, long before he started his prophetic mission, he was known as As-Sadiq al-Amin. It is through these characteristics that people were attracted to the Prophet. That is, they accepted his mission because they knew that he was not one to deceive others. He was not one to lie to others. He was one that could be counted on in order to maintain trust. He did not deceive others. He did not betray their trust. And so this strengthened his position. It strengthened people's trust in him. And so they came to him and they accepted his mission.
Mustafa, Mustafa, Mustafa.
Dear brothers and sisters, again we offer our congratulations to all dear Muslim brothers and sisters all around the world on this big and special occasion. Today is Mab'ath. Dear Muslims, Mab'ath Mubarak.
La ilaha illa Allah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Ali Imami.
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
Food for thought.
Salam everybody and heartiest congratulations to you all on the 27th of Rajab, which is indeed one of the major Islamic festivals, since this marks the formal start of the mission of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, as the Almighty's last and greatest messenger to mankind. So let us ponder on a wise saying from the Prophet. You should reward them who do you favors. If you cannot reward them, you should thank. Showing gratitude is a sort of rewarding.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listeners because, as you know, today marks the commemoration of the anniversary of the Mab'as, which is the day in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was formally delegated as a prophet. The story goes that, you know, as you know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to go to the outskirts of Mecca. There was a cave there. This cave is still present, the cave of Hira. he would go and he would perform acts of ibadat and worship there. One night, when the Prophet was there, obviously performing these acts of worship, the angel Gabriel, he manifested himself to the Prophet, and he, you know, he brought the first verses of the Holy Quran, the Surah Iqra. And this was the formal delegation of the Prophet and the commencement of his nubuwwat. In this connection, and also in description of the virtues of the Holy Prophet, we have many hadiths, obviously, and specifically, there are many sermons in the Nahjul Balagha in which Imam Ali alayhi salam, he alludes to these virtues in the 72nd sermon of the Nahjul Balagha. The Imam Ali alayhi salam says the following regarding the Prophet Muhammad. He says, he was a prophet who was the seal of the prophets preceding him. He opened doors which were previously closed, and he revealed truth. He manifested truth with truth. He repelled the noise of falsehood, and he destroyed the attacks of misguidance. He stood up by the order of God, and he took steps forward on the path towards God's good pleasure. He never doubted, he never allowed himself to doubt, and his resolve was never weakened. He received revelation with awareness, and he progressed forward in the performance of the orders that, you know, that he had been ordered with. He guided those hearts which had sunken into sins and transgressions, and he fortified and established the laws and regulations of Islam. He was a trustworthy person to be entrusted with. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد عودتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه. السلام عليكم and welcome to the Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network.
Thank you so much for joining us. Assalamu alaikum. How are you? Are you good?
Alhamdulillah.
Okay. Welcome back again. Thanks to Allah Almighty that we are, alhamdulillah, going to hold another Quranic session in level 3 of our Quranic classes, the Tajweed rules. Okay. So, as you know that in the previous sessions, we were talking about the very first important topic in Tajweed, which was about the pronunciation of the Arabic alphabet letters, the correct pronunciations.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات المولى.
IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Savior International Schools presents
والكون الواسع في صدري أحضنه أرضا.
Let's recite the Quran.
Let's repeat after Hussein Ruhullah, okay?
Okay?
We all will repeat after him. So, if he makes mistake, so we'll make the same mistake because he is now the leader there. So, you shouldn't be making mistake, okay? Because we will not accept you as the leader. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, continue. Start.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
والعاديات ضبحا.
وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحًا.
Even if he makes mistake, okay? So we fixed it.
Oh.
We will make him understand, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Although he doesn't make mistake, okay?
Yeah.
So, but he can make mistake. He has free will.
By
so
chance.
Go on. So, continue.
فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحًا.
فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحًا.
فالمغيرات صبحا.
فالمغيرات صبحا.
If he makes any mistake, so bold that mistake, okay? Let's fix it and bold it, okay? So he can find it.
Yes.
For example, if he says فالمغيرات, so we say فالمغيرات صبحا. Fix it, okay? Like bold that sound, okay?
The
or for example,
opposite.
Raise your voice, okay? So he can understand.
Yes.
Continue.
فأثرنا به نقعا.
فأثرنا به نقعا.
فوسطنا به جمعا.
فوسطنا به جمعا.
إن الإنسان لربه لكنود.
إن الإنسان لربه لكنود.
So if you understood your mistake, okay, repeat the ayah.
إن الإنسان لربه لكنود.
Good.
إن الإنسان لربه لكنود
وإنه على ذلك لشهيد
وإنه على ذلك لشهيد
وإنه لحب الخير لشديد
وإنه لحب الخير لشديد
أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور
أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور
وحصل ما في الصدور
وحصل ما في الصدور
إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير
إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسن أحسن Thank you so much.
الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم.
If you see the Holy Quran in Surah Muzammil,
Ayat number 20, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, and recite as much as possible from the Quran. As much as possible.
Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha.
That's why they say one of the beauties of the eloquence of the fasahat and balaghat of the Quran is that whenever you open the Quran, it's as if it speaks to you today very, very clearly.
The Quran is a covenant of God for His creature. It is misaq. It is covenant for His servants. It is necessary for the Muslims to read this covenant and recite 50 words every day.
Alhamdulillah, now you know how to say the letters correctly, okay? But some of you have still some like tiny mistakes, okay? Try to fix them, okay? So, respected brothers and sisters, as you're listening to us, if you have any problems again with the letters, please try to listen time and again to these sessions, okay? Inshallah, we hope that you fix your mistakes. So be careful about these letters, okay? They are very important. Inshallah, in the coming sessions as well, as we study the new topics, as we go to the new topics, we'll like practice these topics as well, okay? The letters. Because after this, we are reciting the Quran Karim a lot, okay? During the next sessions. So you will hear us like paying attention to these points as well, okay? No worries. Inshallah, you will fix the mistakes. So the next topic or the next important point about the tajweed to pay attention is about the qalqala. Qalqala rule, okay? Qalqala rule is one of the very, very important rules, okay? In Quranic competitions, if you are going to like participate, you must be very careful about the qalqala. Okay? So it is important there. So they will pay attention, okay? They will pay close attention to the qalqala rule. So have you heard about it?
Yes.
Qalqala.
Yes.
So what does it mean?
You should make the qaf and the lam sound.
Qaf and the lam sound?
Like
some letters are there.
Like قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Like قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ.
A short bouncing sound after.
Okay. He knows something. Okay. Yes, Fawad.
So a very, very short bouncing sound after a letter when it has fatha, like طَي.
When it has fatha, you were half right, half wrong.
The letters قُطْبِجَتْ.
Ah, قُطْبِجَتْ letters. Okay, قُطْبِجَتْ letters. So five letters are there. Five letters are there that, in case they are sakin, you have to produce a bouncing sound with them. But make sure that this bouncing sound should not be like prolonged, or it shouldn't be changed to a fatha. Okay? Fatha produces an a sound. Look. A. One beat. Okay? But qalqala, it says that qalqala itself, okay, means bouncing sound, to bounce something. Look, you, for example, we had like those small balls, yes?
Marbles.
When you, yeah, marbles, yeah. Or small balls, okay? When you hit them on the floor, okay, jumps, bounces. Yeah. There was a game like we were playing, the name was Bounce. Maybe you've heard it. I had played it a lot, okay? There was like a game with Nokia, the old versions of Nokia.
Yeah.
There was a game called Bounce, okay? So the ball was jumping, jumping. Yes. So that qalqala means, literally it means that, okay? Bouncing. So it means jumps. So these five letters, qutbijat, qaf, ta, ba, jim, dal, inshallah, the next session we will come to them, okay? We'll talk about them and we'll learn the qalqala rule, okay? It's very important. So that bouncing sound. So I want you, inshallah, till the next session, okay, you should be bouncing, okay, on the floor, wherever you go, okay? Bounce. If anyone asks you, why are you bouncing, say, inshallah, the next session, we will study bouncing sounds, okay, with the qalqala or with the qutbijat letters. So thank you so much for joining us. Alhamdulillah, we learned the Arabic alphabet letters correctly now, the pronunciation, the articulation points.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
والعاديات ضبحا.
By the racers panting.
فالموريات قدحا.
And the producers of sparks when striking.
فالمغيرات صبحا.
And the chargers at dawn.
فأثرن به نقعا.
Stirring up thereby clouds of dust.
فوسطن به جمعا.
Arriving thereby in the center collectively.
إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ.
Indeed, mankind to his Lord is ungrateful.
وَإِنَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ.
And indeed, he is to that a witness.
وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ.
And indeed he is in love of wealth intense.
أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ.
But does he not know that when the contents of the graves are scattered,
وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ.
And that within the breasts is obtained.
إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير.
Indeed, their Lord with them that day is fully acquainted.
Thank you so much. Thanks for being with us. See you in the next session. But before we end, let's give a big thanks to Allah Almighty. And then a big thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network.
And the students.
Yeah, Hussein Musa, Hussein Ruhullah, Fawad Haider, Haider Karrar, and also Ali Nasser and me, Habibullah Faseza. Thank you so much. See you inshallah in the next session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil
farajah. Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we will be with you with the explanation of Dua ul-Kumail, the commentary of different parts of this Kumail supplication by the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. We'll be back after you listen to the parts we're going to discuss.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rab, قوي على خدمتك جوارحي واشدد على العزيمة جوانحي وهب لي الجد في خشيتك والدوام في الاتصال بخدمتك حتى أسرح إليك في ميادين السابقين.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this excerpt of the Divine Kumail Supplication. قَوِّ عَلَى خِدْمَتِكَ جَوَارِحِي وَاشْتُدْ عَلَى الْعَزِيمَةِ جَوَانِحِي. Strengthen my limbs in your service, fortify my ribs in determination. وَهَبْ لِيَ الْجِدَّ فِي خَشْيَتِكَ وَالدَّوَامَ فِي الْاتِّصَالِ بِخِدْمَتِكَ. Bestow upon me earnestness in my fear of you and continuity in my being's joined to your service. حَتَّى أَسْرَحَ إِلَيْكَ فِي مَيَادِينِ السَّابِقِينَ, so that I move easily towards you in the battlefields of the foremost. وَأُسْرِعَ إِلَيْكَ فِي الْبَارِزِينَ, so that I hurry to you among the prominent. وَأَشْتَاقَ إِلَى قُرْبِكَ فِي الْمُشْتَاقِينَ, so that I desire fervently your proximity among the fervently desirous. وَأَدْنُوَ مِنْكَ دُنُوَ الْمُخْلِصِينَ, so that I move near to you with the nearness of the sincere. وَأَخَافَكَ مَخَافَةَ الْمُوقِنِينَ, I fear you with the fear of those who have conviction. وَأَجْتَمِعَ فِي جَوَارِكَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, so that I gather with the believers in your nearness. We, regarding this excerpt of the Divine Kumail Supplication, mentioned different concepts, different discussions were put. We also mentioned some prerequisites and conditions for Allah's special blessings to be sent down upon the servants, especially for the servant having that kind of request from the Almighty Allah. Now, in the previous episode specifically, we mentioned that the traditions are replete with different instances of worshipping the Almighty Allah and the best kinds of worship. And when Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَهَبْ لِيَ الْجِدَّ فِي خَشْيَتِكَ وَالدَّوَامَ فِي الْإِتِّصَالِ بِخِدْمَتِكَ, bestow upon me earnestness in my fear of you and continuity in my beings joined to your service, this service of the Almighty Allah has many cases and instances like serving Almighty Allah's servants. Now, here, we would like to bring up another discussion. The great philosopher and knowledgeable author of Al-Mizan, exegesis of the Holy Quran, the late Allama Tabatabai, has defined the word certainty as the knowledge with no fault or doubt. Now, the point that we are going to discuss is certainty as one of the most important cases of worshipping Almighty Allah. We will elaborate on that more after a short break.
Strengthen my limbs for your service and sustain the strength of my hands to preserve in your service and bestow upon me the eagerness to fear you and constantly serve you so that I may lead myself towards you in the field with the vanguards who are in the fore rank and be swift towards you amongst those who hasten towards you and urge eagerly to be near you and draw myself towards you like those who sincerely draw themselves towards you, and to fear you like the fear of those who believe firmly in you, and that I may join the congregation of the faithful congregated near you. Thank you, Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, feeling the peace all around, seeing things we could never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
So, as Allama Tabatabai says in Al-Mizan, certainty is the knowledge which is having no fault or doubt. For example, we know definitively and definitely that it is the day in the morning, and in the darkness of night, we definitely know that it is the night. We know that we are alive beings. We know that we are all different from each other with different characteristics and signs. There are 3 degrees for certainty. Ilmul yaqeen, known certainty. Aynul yaqeen, the exact certainty. And haqqul yaqeen, and true certainty. The difference among these 3 kinds of certainty becomes clear with an example. Known certainty of fire, for example, is gained by seeing the smoke behind the wall. But exact certainty, عَيْنُ الْيَقِينِ, is acquired by seeing the fire itself. Now, this certainty has still one more level above, which is حَقُّ الْيَقِينِ, true certainty. This level of certainty is achieved by being burned by the fire. In this regard, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, علامة الموقن ستة أيقن بالله حقا فآمن به. The believer has 6 characteristics. The believer has certainty in Allah, a true certainty. So the believers have faith through this certainty. They have certainty in the reality of death, the Prophet says. So they would avoid its consequences, including disgrace in the hereafter. They have certainty in the reality of paradise, so they are eager for it. They have certainty in the hell, so they try to escape it. They have certainty in the accounting of the last day, so that's why they account for their own deeds, not to be accounted for then. These 3 degrees of certainty can be obtained using the Quranic verses and the traditions of the Prophet's household, عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا وَأَلِهِ وَعَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. These 3 different degrees of certainty can be obtained by looking at the Holy Quran's verses and the traditions of the Prophet's household. Someone who does not reach certainty will not reach salvation and paradise at all. This is what we are going to further discuss in the next episode, God willing. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
close to you throughout my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atal, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Nur Muhammadpour. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Nur Muhammadpour, for today's discussion, we want to talk about freedom of speech and its limits. What is the views and the opinion of the religion of Islam regarding freedom of speech? Are the people allowed, for example, even to criticize Prophet Muhammad and the Ahlul Bayt, or even use blasphemous words? Is it, for example, allowed, and was it permitted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do so? And if a person, for example, says such a thing and is considered as a murtad, as an apostate, then I've heard that according to the system of Islamic punishment, he is going to be executed. What kind of freedom of speech could it be? First of all, give us the true definition of freedom of speech according to Islam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know that freedom of speech, freedom of thought and opinion is one of the basic human rights. Nobody can deny that. Everybody, first of all and per se, had the rights of the, you know, freedom of speech, freedom of opinion and thoughts. And there is no doubt about these issues. But the point is here, sometimes actually one person wanted to have some kind of desecration for the sacred religions. I'm not talking about the divine religion of Allah, Islam. Rather, I want to talk about all religious, you know, denominations.
Yes.
Nobody can accept this sacrilege. Nobody can accept desecration to any religion. You know, Buddhism, any kind of religion that you imagine. Nobody can tolerate these kinds of sacrilege. And it's human being considered to be disrespect. Okay?
Yes.
And if you have these kind of, you know, sacrilege and desecration to the any kind of religion. Talking about this issue, sometimes some people wanted to, for example, may Allah, God forbid, wanted to have some kind of insults to the noble Prophet Muhammad, which we call it Sabbun Nabi.
Yes.
Some kind of insult to the noble Prophet Muhammad, wanted to disrespect the Ahlul Bayt or his the pure progeny of noble Prophet Muhammad, wanted to desecrate the noble Quran, for example, the fire noble Quran. You know, unfortunately, we see in the media.
In Sweden, they did it recently.
Unfortunately, this, you know, some people wanted to just fire the noble Quran.
Yes.
You know, I think human being by the nature, I'm not talking about the perspective of the Muslim, rather from the perspective of human being.
Yes.
Nobody can accept this kind of sacrilege. If you fire Bible, God forbid, if you fire noble Quran, if you fire any sacred books, who can tolerate that? I think it is not acceptable. Rationally speaking, from the perspective of human being, it is not acceptable. You have to respect, you know, the sacred books, sacred people, and the, you know, sacred people, beliefs of the people. The concept of the blasphemy, the concept of the apostasy,